Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Danny Woodhead had the game of his career against the division foe Buffalo Bills inside Gillette Stadium on Sunday afternoon. It was his first game in the NFL with multiple touchdowns. So let's take a look at his journey so far this season.
Handoff comes to Danny Woodhead. Big hole to the left. East of the five. He's in the end zone. Wow. I mean, he got there in a hurry.
The last time Woodhead, or Woody as his teammates call him, faced Buffalo, it was quite a show from the running backs, but more so because of Stephen Ridley and Brandon Bolden's 100-plus yardage. Sunday afternoon, Woodhead was targeted by Brady six times, and it was up to him to maximize those opportunities to put the team ahead, which he did. Despite his success, Sunday's game was about something bigger than himself.
That's not something I'm too concerned with. The team comes so far before myself, and you know, it's the win that matters. It's not myself getting two touchdowns.
And he accredits much of his success to his teammates, the offensive line opening up big holes and making good blocks. Brady didn't have one go-to guy this time around. He was spreading the ball out and making good use of a versatile offense. And when Woodhead was targeted, he read the field quickly, found holes easily, and flashed through the Bills' defense with one goal in mind: get to the end zone. Even though he keeps a level head about his performance, his efforts certainly didn't go unnoticed.
You know, it's not just one of us getting it done. You look at Woody with two TDs, you know, and I was able to squeeze out one. Shane was in the ball, you know, in the game heavily. So it's a lot of us in there. We're all, you know, contributing to the W.
Woodhead may be humble about having a great game, but he didn't hide his excitement. Apparently, the tight group of running backs share more than football advice to one another. Meet the shoulder shake.
Maybe Ridley wanted me to do something like that, and I didn't even notice I did it, but being around Rid, he has some nice little celebrations. So.
And even though Woodhead was a big contributor in getting the team ahead, when the defense is on the field, the game is out of his hands, and he becomes a spectator like a fan in the stands. And when the team is depending on the offense to come up big, teammate Devin McCourty says that he can sit on the bench and rest in the trust that he has in Woodhead. And one of his best attributes may be something you can't coach in football.
The biggest thing is, like you said, it's hard to see him. I'm a guy, I make fun of him all the time for his height, but he uses it to his advantage a lot. And, you know, whenever we are on that bench and we see Woody with the ball in his hands, we know he has a chance to make a big play. Whenever he comes out that backfield, he usually has a matchup that he can win. And for us, a good thing is he wins a lot of them. He's a very consistent player for us, and I think he does a great job.
Another win in the books for the Pats, but they'll spend this week getting ready for their next matchup on Sunday against the Colts. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.